Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
His fights is our fight. The rallying cry for the fundraising efforts for Kenai Central High School sophomore Zach Armstrong and the Armstrong family of Kenai has grown to become the rallying cry for the Central Peninsula and beyond as hundreds of community members and families join forces to raise over $40,000 in a single event at the KCHS Zach Armstrong Fight fundraising event on Tuesday night. Organizers coordinated donations, gifts, a Hawaiian dinner, silent auction tables, and numerous fundraising activities. Desi Baker, one of the primary event coordinators, on the participation of the multiple groups around the Kenai.
Kenai football did a Hawaiian feed, and you know, they fed 300 people in 45 minutes. It was so impressive. The basketball group showed up in droves, and even Nikiski brought in like auction baskets, and Kenai volleyball and cheer did a balloon pop, and then, you know, we had a freedom raffle. We have another raffle with basketball. I mean, it was multiple groups in Kenai and CIA coming together. It was amazing.
Zach Armstrong was diagnosed in November with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Zach is receiving his second round of inpatient chemo treatments and is looking at 8 to 10 months of treatments at Anchorage for continued medical care. Baker further explained the community involvement.
The Armstrongs are known by so many different groups. They started in Pop Warner, and when you start in Pop Warner in this community, it doesn't matter where you live. Nikiski, Soldatna, Kisilov, Kenai, we all play for the same team, you know, and so it drives the culture of family, I think, in our athletes, these young programs for sports. And so, yeah, it was just a who's who of who have you known your whole life last night. Missy Hamilton, she helps run Kenai High School, and we started counting money, and we just kind of gave up at about $25,000. We were so overwhelmed. We were overwhelmed. We couldn't count fast enough, and we're like, we made at least $25,000 last night. It's unfathomable.
Donations are still being accepted through multiple means. The Kenai Central High School basketball Facebook page has donation information, or contact Kenai Central High School at 907-283-2100. Baker spoke on continued donations.
It's listed on KCHS basketball page is probably the easiest one to find, you know, but we have an Alaska USA account set up. You could just call and tell Alaska USA you want to put into Corey Armstrong's account. There's a Venmo. So if you go on the Facebook event page, there's a way that you guys can still give, which is just huge.
Issues pertaining to the Kenai Peninsula Borough were discussed on KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 focused on the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor's special election broadcast on Tuesday evening. All four candidates are listed on the ballot. David Carey, Zachary Hamilton, Linda Farnsworth-Hutchings, and Peter Machicki were featured during the forum. Also included during the forum was certified writing candidate Robert Wall, who submitted a pre-recorded statement in advance due to work commitments. Carey, Hamilton, Farnsworth-Hutchings, and Machicki discussed the Kenai Peninsula Borough mayor race that will be decided on Tuesday, February 14th. The subjects range from property exemption, sales tax, animal control, base student allowance, public safety, health care, snow removal, solid waste, and elections within the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Absentee voting is available now through February 13th at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Building, Kenai City Hall, Seward City Hall, and the Homer Annex. The deadline to apply for an absentee ballot by mail is February 7th. The special mayor election will be held borough-wide on Tuesday, February 14th. If you miss the forum, you can hear it in its entirety on The Story at RadioKenai.com. Annual permits for the limited number of people to experience the world-renowned McNeil River State Game Sanctuary are now being available through the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Online lottery applications for this summer must be submitted by midnight March 1st through the department's online store. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.